This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Protein source and meal timing may matter less for muscle growth than assumed. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Georgi P. Kadze, MD, MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. Strong evidence: a randomized controlled trial from the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign has challenged two widely held beliefs in sports nutrition: that animal protein is superior for building muscle, and that spreading protein evenly across meals is essential for muscle growth. The study, which controlled total protein intake and measured actual muscle protein synthesis over 9 days, found no significant differences between vegan and omnivorous diets, nor between balanced and unbalanced meal timing strategies. Key takeaways: muscle protein synthesis was equivalent whether athletes consumed vegan or omnivorous diets. When total protein was matched at 1.1.2 grams per day, no benefit was observed from spreading protein evenly across meals versus consuming most protein later in the day. These findings suggest total daily protein intake, not source or distribution, may be the primary driver of muscle adaptation during resistance training. Study at a glance. 1.1-1.2 grams per kilo a day, total protein intake held constant across all dietary groups, matching real-world athletic intakes. Muscle protein synthesis: no significant differences across dietary strategies. Daily myofibrillar protein synthesis, measured by deuterated water labeling, N equal 40 participants over 9 days, omnivorous plus balanced timing reference, omnivorous plus unbalanced timing, vegan plus balanced timing, vegan unbalanced timing, -5 cent. Source: University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. Georgian Medical Journal News. Total protein intake trumps source. The omnivorous diet in this trial derived at least 70% of protein from animal sources, meat, dairy, eggs, while the vegan diet was carefully formulated to include adequate essential amino acids from whole plant foods rather than isolated supplements. Despite these markedly different sources, myofibrillar protein synthesis, the primary pathway for building contractile muscle proteins, showed no statistically significant difference between the two groups. All 40 participants completed the same supervised whole-body resistance training protocol every 3 days, with daily physical activity monitored via accelerometry to control for non-training movement. The use of deuterated water labeling provided a gold standard measurement of integrated multi-day muscle protein synthesis, capturing real-world adaptation rather than acute post-meal responses. This suggests that when total daily protein intake is adequate and training stimulus is consistent, the amino acid source, whether animal or plant-based, may play a subordinate role in muscle adaptation. Meal timing: flexibility within daily totals. A second finding challenges the popular protein spreading hypothesis. Half the participants consumed protein evenly across 5 eating occasions throughout the day. The other half consumed the majority of their daily protein in later meals. No significant difference in daily myofibrillar protein synthesis emerged between these timing strategies, suggesting that athletes need not adhere to rigid meal-by-meal protein targets, provided total daily intake is met. This finding has practical implications for adherence and lifestyle. Athletes with unpredictable schedules, shift workers, students, or those training at unconventional hours may achieve equivalent muscle protein synthesis by consolidating protein intake rather than fragmenting it across 5 carefully timed meals. The trial thus suggests that individual preference, scheduling, and adherence may be more important than strict protein distribution protocols. What this means for exercise professionals and athletes. For clinical and sports medicine professionals, these findings indicate that achieving total daily protein intake, approximately 1.1 to 1.2 grams per kilo body weight per day for resistance-trained individuals, is the primary nutritional lever for muscle protein synthesis. Neither animal source superiority nor meal timing precision appears to be a rate-limiting factor when this threshold is met. This aligns with emerging consensus in recent exercise nutrition research that emphasizes total intake and overall training adherence as the dominant factors in muscle adaptation. No statistically significant differences in daily myofibrillar protein synthesis were observed between vegan and omnivorous diets, nor between balanced and unbalanced protein distribution patterns when total protein intake was matched at 1.1-1.2 grams per kilogram per day. University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign Research Team, RCT, 2024. What this means for patients. Athletes and active individuals do not need to follow rigid meal timing protocols or avoid plant-based protein sources if total daily protein intake meets their training needs, approximately 1.1 to 1.2 grams per kilogram of body weight. Flexibility in meal timing and dietary choice may improve long-term adherence and sustainability. For clinicians, when counseling patients on resistance training nutrition, prioritize total daily protein intake over micromanagement of meal timing or animal versus plant source selection. This simplification may reduce unnecessary dietary complexity and improve patient compliance with evidence-based recommendations. For policymakers, these findings support the development of inclusive dietary guidelines for athletic populations that do not unnecessarily restrict plant-based or non-premium protein sources. This reduces nutritional barriers for athletes with limited food access or budget constraints. Frequently asked questions: does vegan protein really support muscle growth as well as animal protein? According to this University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign trial, yes, when total protein intake is matched and essential amino acids are adequate. The vegan diet used whole plant foods, legumes, grains, nuts, rather than isolated supplements, and myofibrillar protein synthesis was equivalent to the omnivorous group. However, plant-based athletes must ensure adequate intake of all essential amino acids and may require slightly higher total protein intake to achieve the same amino acid profile as animal sources. Is it really okay to eat most of my protein in one meal? According to this trial's findings, yes, provided total daily protein intake reaches your target, around 1.1 to 1.2 grams per kilogram of body weight for resistance training. The group that consumed most protein later in the day showed equivalent muscle protein synthesis to those who spread it evenly. However, individual tolerance, hunger management, and digestive comfort should guide your personal choice. The trial shows no biological penalty for unbalanced timing. What is deuterated water, and why does it matter for this study? Deuterated water, heavy water with stable isotopes, is a non-radioactive tracer that tracks actual protein incorporation into muscle tissue over hours and days, rather than just measuring acute post-meal protein synthesis spikes. This method captures real-world muscle adaptation during actual training, making it more clinically relevant than acute studies. It is considered the gold standard for measuring integrated myofibrillar protein synthesis in free-living individuals. As resistance training and plant-based diets continue to gain mainstream adoption, this evidence-based trial provides reassurance that athletes need not choose between ethical or environmental dietary practices and muscle-building outcomes. The focus should remain on meeting total daily protein targets and maintaining consistent, progressive resistance training, the true pillars of muscle adaptation. Source: University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign, randomized controlled trial on protein source and meal timing in muscle protein synthesis.